Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Senator Ken Rosenboom joins us on today's program to talk about a special session being held this Tuesday relating to the state's redistricting process. Well, Senator, first of all, it's been a long time since you and I have been able to catch up since the session ended this past spring, and we're about to reconvene yet again for the upcoming session as it comes to redistricting. First of all, before we get to the business of the session itself, what does it mean to be at this process? And for our listeners who aren't familiar, what does the process look like for redistricting as you do reconvene starting on Tuesday for the special session?
Well, by law, every 10 years after the 10-year census, the states must reestablish all legislative boundary lines based on population. We do not represent geographical areas. We represent a slice of, in my case, a slice of the electorate. Is broken up into 50 Senate districts in Iowa. And as population shifts occur, we have to readjust those lines so that we all have the same number of constituents regardless of where we live.
And now there was a first draft of maps that came out, and as I understand, both the House and Senate will have the opportunity to vote on those on Tuesday. You've already had a chance to look at those. And it looks like based on how it works, and we'll talk about the actual vote next week, it's the Legislative Services Agency that draws them up, correct? And as you said, there are significant changes regardless of what comes out of it because, as you said, it's all based on population.
Right. And the Legislative Service Agency, which we know as the LSA, is a nonpartisan part of state government. We work with them all the time in the legislative process. For instance, their staff actually drafts the bills and all that sort of thing for us. So they've been tasked with analyzing the data, the census data, and they run it through a series of processes to establish new boundary lines. But they, by law, have to keep those district populations, I think, within 1%.
So let's talk about your impressions. I'm sure you've seen the maps now, both at the federal and state level. What are your impressions? And as you head into Tuesday, do you have a plan of voting or what's your idea as we head into the session?
Well, yeah, obviously I've seen the districts and I'm not going to say much about them other than I guess in my district, which is largely rural, I was expecting very minimal changes. But as it turns out, the changes substantially, or the new district, which I live in, is substantially different. Mahaska County is the only county that I share in common, the old district to the new district. And I lose Monroe County, I lose Appanoose County, I lose my part of Wapello County, and I lose my part of Marion County. So I just have Mahaska and then basically Jasper County and part of Poweshiek. So I was not looking for major changes like that, geographic changes, but that's what the first map shows. So as far as how I'm going to vote, number one, I don't know. Number two, it wouldn't be appropriate to say to even make a decision based on my own perceptions. I think we have to discuss this in a broader perspective, and we will do that Tuesday.
Well, and for listeners, I know that there have been some thoughts that, for example, with the mask mandate challenge going on in court right now, that there would be other business. But to your understanding and to the understanding, it sounded like House Leader Pat Grassley had mentioned this as well. This will be the only thing that the legislature considers between now and the end of the year. Is that correct?
Yes. I don't have that officially, and I don't communicate with the Speaker of the House. But on the Senate side, Majority Leader Whitfer has been pretty clear all the way through that we're just going to deal with redistricting, and that will be the entirety of our work this week or this coming week.
So the Iowa Supreme Court has set December 1st as the overall deadline for this process, and you're starting on this coming Tuesday. So yay or nay, coming up on Tuesday, let's say that the first round of maps are rejected. What do you understand is next then? How is that going to, that next step going to look like?
Well, again, the LSA will, they will draft a second map. And they have 35 days to do that. I don't think they have to take all 35 days. I haven't done the calendar math on this, but I strongly suspect they've got a second map already well underway, just in case they need it. But no, they will have up to 35 days to draft a new map. That map has to go through the normal transparency processes, meaning that it has to be made public. There have to be public hearings with comment periods and that sort of thing. So it'll be the same process, second verse.
So,
and it's important to note that the legislature on both the first map and the second map cannot offer any amendments. We do not go through an amendment process. We either vote the map up or down on the first map or the second map. If it goes to a third map, then there is the opportunity for amendments.
Now, I was just about to ask that before we let you go. So since this process has been adopted in 1980, we have not gotten to that third step. Do you anticipate that potentially being a possibility, knowing that Republicans do have strong majorities in both chambers and a Republican governor? Do you think that this gets to that third step where there will be an amendment process?
Oh, I would have no idea. There's no need to speculate on that. I don't know if we'll accept or reject the first map. So to get two more maps down the road is far beyond my clairvoyancy.
Once again, that was District 40 State Senator Ken Rosenboom discussing this week's special session relating to the state's redistricting process. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.